The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with step 2 of the addiction recovery program.
My name's Robert, and I'm an alcoholic and an addict.
Hi, Robert.
Good to be here. Welcome to everybody. I can recall very forcefully how I felt about step 2 when I came upon it, if you will. You know, it seems like all of these steps mention something about humility, and this one does as well. Finally humbled, we reached out for help. Now, in my case, my experience was that I was sort of compelled to be humble. I was in a jail cell at the time, which for me was definitely a humbling experience. And it was a good thing. It probably saved my life by being there. But I remember the feeling that I had that I really believed, and my experience tells me that I see a lot of other people in our position, that they really came in with I had no hope. I was hopelessly addicted with no hope. And I think a lot of us have felt, and certainly I did, that I must have had some character defect that other people didn't have, because I watched people recover, and I couldn't do it. Well, I finally figured out that, you know, I couldn't do it by myself. You'd think that would be patently obvious to most anybody, but it took me a while to figure that out. And once that I became sufficiently humble that became possible to be teachable and to maybe fill just a small portion of the Spirit, then slowly but surely that hope came in my life. And, you know, it says here that for some of us the miracle is almost instantaneous. For others, recovery has been more gradual. Well, my recovery from the point where, you know, I gained some hope was just like a freight train. I mean, it just was there and gone, and it was done. By the time I walked out of that jail cell, 30 days later or so, I had a complete transformation, both of heart, of mind, spiritually. And for the first time in my life, I actually had some peace in my life. I hadn't felt peace for as long as I could remember. It was the most amazing feeling to feel peace, feel forgiveness, feel the love of our Savior. That I hadn't felt for forever. So tonight, I'm just, you know, step 2, I'm just immensely grateful for that experience, for the enabling power of the atonement that provided me something that I couldn't do for myself. And once you're able to acknowledge and surrender your will, hope came to me in a hurry. And I'm just so grateful. Life is so good, I can hardly stand it. It doesn't mean I don't have problems, but the way I deal with them now are completely different than the way I used to deal with them. And I'll forever be grateful. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
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 Thanks, Robert.
In this portion of the Addiction Recovery Meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 2 of the Addiction Recovery Program.